Marlene Hutchinson, and welcome to Tips for Guitar Playing Success. As many of you know, I've been sharing my guitar playing tips every Thursday for more than 10 years. It's been my way to hopefully help you stay motivated, be inspired, and continue expanding your guitar playing journey. If you're interested in more learning resources, go to my website, marlenesmusic.com. And for anyone who's listening and feeling like you're missing out on all the guitar playing fun, you can easily get started with my super simple Learn to Play Guitar in a Day course. Now, on to today's tip. This podcast is brought to you in part by Gator. Whether you just need a bag to gig with on the weekends, or a frequent flyer needing a flight-friendly TSA series case, or a dedicated road warrior bringing your instruments on tour, Gator has a solution for you. For the stuff you love, guard it with Gator. Today's tip is how balance movements can improve your playing. I love the science behind learning, especially as it relates to playing guitar, and the idea that balance movements improve guitar playing is fascinating. So I gave it a try, and it worked. In this episode, I'll talk about how balance movements can improve your guitar playing, and I'll describe some simple balance movements you can do pre-playing session for better results. As always, I love to give a shout out to my listeners around the world. So this week, hello and thank you for listening in South Africa, Turkey, Vietnam, Cyprus, and the United Kingdom. I'll be talking about how the brain processes and adapts information, specifically learning and improving when you're over 25. Now, most of this information was taken from the Huberman Lab podcast, in particular, the episode Using Failures, Movement, and Balance to Learn Faster. Dr. Andrew Huberman, MD, is a neuroscientist and an associate professor at Stanford School of Medicine. If you'd like to learn more, go to the Huberman Lab podcast for this episode and other episodes on a range of neurological topics. The link is in the show notes. Now, I'm not a neuroscientist, I'm a guitar teacher, but I've been super interested in learning about this and sharing it with you. So what I did for this episode is I took the information from the Huberman Lab and other resources that I found and broke it down into something I hope will be useful for us guitar players so we can learn better, faster, and more effectively. Neuroplasticity. You've probably heard this word. It's the ability of the neural networks in the brain to change through growth and reorganization. It happens naturally in children through young adults up to about the age of 25. After 25, the brain chemicals that trigger neuroplasticity begin to decrease. But there's good news. If you're over 25, you can stimulate or trigger the brain to produce these learning chemicals. So there are three chemicals that help the brain become more neuroplastic: epinephrine for alertness, acetylcholine for focus, and dopamine, the feel-good chemical. When epinephrine and acetylcholine are released into our system, we are more alert, focused, and paying more attention. And that's a great state to be in for guitar playing. Balance movements stimulate the release of the two chemicals, epinephrine and acetylcholine. Let's take a quick look at a typical practice session. One, you sit down with your guitar and get your music ready, and two, you play. But the way this works, if you interrupt that plan and do balance movements before you begin to play, you'll be stimulating epinephrine and acetylcholine, making your mind more focused and alert while playing. So it would go something like this. 1, you sit down with your guitar and music. And by the way, it's important to notice how you're feeling when you come to your practice session. Are you tired, sleepy, angry? Because if you're feeling any of those sensations, practicing won't really be effective, even with these balance movements. So notice how you feel and practice when you're calm and relaxed. Now, the next thing you would do is, before you start playing, stimulate your brain for learning. You'll do this by disrupting motor relationships using safe balance movements. Basically, balance movements trigger your brain to say, hey, wait a minute, this is a little different and weird. I need to pay attention. So the brain releases epinephrine for alertness and acetylcholine for focus. That will stay in your system for a short time. Now that you're alert and focused, play your guitar for the next 7 to 30 minutes. Play as you would, mistakes and all, because the mistakes, or as I like to call them, the bloopers, continue to engage the alert and focus chemicals. By the way, most adults lose interest and become frustrated when the bloopers are happening. But do yourself a favor, carry on, because when what you're playing comes together, and it will, your brain sends a big hit of dopamine. That's the feel-good chemical, and that's what the brain remembers, how good it felt when you played it correctly. After your session, rest so your brain can process what you just played. It will throw out the bloopers and keep what triggered dopamine. You'll find that when you play in the future, you'll have fewer bloopers and play correctly more often because that's what the brain wants, the activity that produces dopamine. So, as far as some simple balance movements, here's a few I would suggest you try. Remember, though, the important thing about these movements is that they need to be safe and they need to be something different, something your body and mind are not used to doing. Again, this is about disrupting your normal brain function. Okay, so one of them you can try is to stand on one foot and then lean to one side, not falling over, but just getting to the point where you feel like you might fall. You can also do this on the other side, or leaning forward, or leaning backward. Another one you could try, you can lift one leg and wave your arms around. Now, you could also be down on your hands and knees on the ground and raise one leg back behind you. If you're feeling adventurous, extend the opposite hand out in front of you. And you also don't have to be standing or kneeling. You could do something as simple as rolling your eyes around while rolling your head around. Again, it should be movements that are not normal for you to do. I mentioned earlier that I tried this concept. Here's how it went for me. I've been working on a song, The Wind by Cat Stevens. It's a beautiful, albeit challenging, song to play. Before one of my playing sessions, I decided to do some balance movements. Since it needed to be something different than what I would normally do, I decided to balance at the edge of one of my stairs. I placed my toes at the edge like a diver does before taking a backwards jump. It was difficult to keep my balance, but I kept doing it for about a minute. Then I played my guitar. I noticed that I was very focused on my fingers, even watching the mistakes happening, but I kept on playing. After a while, I had one run of the song where it was correct. I was immediately overjoyed. I kept saying, I did it, I did it. Dopamine must have been released. Anyway, I'm still in the process of experimenting with other music and using various balance movements before I play. Balance movements did help me improve my playing, and it's so easy to do. So give it a try. Balance your guitar playing with balance movements. I hope this episode's tip has helped you to continue expanding your guitar playing skills and knowledge. If you'd like to learn more, please check out the many learning resources available at marlenesmusic.com. Thank you for joining today's podcast, and as I like to say, play on.